It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, snake oil, or pick, nope, not pick your poison.
Oh,
that's a fun old game. Snake oil, but we call it, but wait, there's more. Infomercials, 60 seconds in length. Improving the products, because we don't know the products until we flip over the two cards and combine the two words into one amazing product. For example, a corn raccoon. That would be impossible. I wish I had picked two different words, but you would try to sell a corn raccoon.
I'd like raccoon corn myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got a different plan. That's part of the game.
Yeah.
I have a challenge for you. If anyone wants to accept it, completely optional.
Okay.
I don't think I want to do it.
Okay.
So I'm telling you that in advance. Would any of you like to try your 60-second infomercial while doing a character or a dialect the entire time?
Oh, man.
I think it's too much for my brain.
I can only do Irish.
Can you do it for 60 seconds?
If I'm talking about Delaware, I might be able to.
Delaware! Delaware!
I don't think when...
It's very focused.
That doesn't sound Irish at all to me.
Delaware!
All right, we'll try it the regular way. Who would like to go first?
I will.
All right, Hot Wings, which character are you going to do?
I could do a German. I haven't done
Did
German
that just
in a
work?
While.
Because I said, yeah. We'll do it the regular way, and yeah. then you mm-hmm. said yes, and then I just said, changed it back to like I never said mm-hmm. that, and said, which character will you
Judah
do?
Flipped him.
And now yeah, you're I'll agreeing it. To it. Boy, yeah. that was...
I'll do it.
It was fun. All right. Fine. All right, so you can do it as the classic German, yeah. speaking English as a second language.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm excited. All right, are you ready? Again, infomercial yeah. style, Hot Wings is seeing the product for the first time when he tells it to you. Okay. On your mark, get set, begin.
Hello, I am so very happy to have you here today so I can tell you all about the story vest. Sometimes you have people over and you want to say, hey, I have a fun story, but sometimes you don't have stories. That's why you wear the story vest, because you just reach into the pocket. There are many of the pockets all over the vest. And then you pull out a story and you read it to them. And then if they don't like it, you kick them out.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, so if you get tired of the story vest, there are other things you can do at your party. Like danger. Danger is fun at parties. That's why we have the fire spear.
Fire spear?
Fire spear is fun for all of the children. That is how you toughen them up so that if war breaks out, they can defend themselves. Been a fun game of fire spear. So if you buy the story vest and you get tired of that, then you can spear your friends with the fire spear.
Well done.
How are you so good at German accents? This is a master class in German accents.
Yes.
I feel like you were German in a past life.
You should have gone last, man.
Yeah.
That was good. Really, really good.
Hello.
Hello.
Like, you can't go wrong if you start with that.
Hello.
Okay, who's next? Tough act to follow.
Oh, man.
Nope.
I'll go.
All right. Are you going to try a character? You don't have to.
I like to talk like this sometimes, like an old Southern man, so I think I'm going to do that.
Perfect. You sound like Herbert the Pervert.
Perfect. I'm going to take on a Southern pervert, so okay. Here we go.
So what's right. the difference?
Let's roll. Exactly. Southern male pervert.
Exactly.
Oh, the lines are so thin.
My dreams are finally coming true.
All right, Kelly.
All right.
You begin in 3, 2.
Hello, Sharks. I'd like to have your attention, please, because I've got... something that I'd like to sell you, and it's called crowd odor, because I come from a time when things were very smelly, you see, and everybody was very depressed, and everything smelled real bad back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and so we had to control the crowd with crowd odor, because everybody smelled like soup and poor.
So they already stunk, and then you controlled them with more odor?
But the crowd odor smells good. Have you heard of Febreze?
Oh.
I created it.
Okay.
This is the original, though, the crowd odor.
But wait, there's more.
That's right, Sharks. Of course there's more. I've got the giggle ticket. So if you're at a friend's party and you're thinking to yourself, man, these stories from this story vest aren't very funny. I need to be able to laugh at them, though. Pull out your giggle ticket, and you can just get to laughing at anything. Make a man feel good
it's
with your giggle
on
ticket.
Did you suspend one? Boy, you chose that accent.
Giggle ticket.
And then the first two words you got were like, fate said, good luck with crowd odor in that accent.
Crowd odor.
It's like, it's like the rural juror.
But for whatever reason, giggle ticket sounds really funny.
Oh, it sounds great.
It sounds great.
Giggle
yeah.
ticket.
That
yeah, you got opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, give me the giggle ticket.
Giggle ticket.
All right. We're off to a good start.
Kelly sounds like a 1930s gangster with brain damage.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah. I've been clocked in the head a couple of times and survived.
Like, oh, I got hit in the head with a Tommy gun again, you see?
Any, I don't know about y'all if you have a friend, but I have no friends.
I'll stop you right there.
I have two friends that I call, and every time for whatever reason, I'm like, hello, Tyler. Hello, Leslie. And like the first 2 or 3 minutes of every conversation is just like, how you doing, sugar? And I almost said the T word that we're not allowed to say on the air. But for whatever reason, yeah, it's like Southern gangster with a little bit of flair.
Do you offer them a giggle ticket? Because I think you should.
I'm going to offer every lady I see a giggle ticket for the rest of my life.
Sounds so perverted.
Underrated line from your cell. The crowd smelled of soup and poor. Yeah. That's
yeah. It was the depression.
It sounds yeah. right. Yeah. And the soup was not like something good. It was like just.
It was gutter water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mud.
I just think it's strange that, yeah, they already smelled. So you gave them crowd odor, which you think would make them smell worse. But no.
But some
crowd odor is basically yeah. Febreze.
Yeah, exactly. It's gotcha. The Febreze of the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Before, 1920s.
Before we had aerosol.
And 30s and yeah. 40s.
Discovered the word aroma.
Yeah.
I just had a text forwarded to me from my wife that came to her from my mother-in-law. What's going on with Maitland's chest? Does she have cancer? I turned on the show late.
Oh, no.
Maitland does not have cancer.
No, I don't.
But someone compared her small breasts to having cancer, and that was inappropriate. And they're sorry. There.
It's got and it was your son-in-law.
Not one way to say it. All right, who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Okay. Did you like how I said, all right, who's next, while I stared at you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a lot of subtle manipulation is mm-hmm. what I'm realizing
today. It's not
today.
Subtle.
No. It's not.
We're just rolling with it, that's all.
Yeah, it's not subtle at all.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what are you going to do, you think?
Yeah, see, I'm going to be a gumshoe.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
All right, let me mix up my cards until I... Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right.
Wait, so you're looking at your cards, choosing the order?
I always shuffle them.
He's not
even
looking
though,
at them. He's
no,
looking
even
at
though I can't
they're face down.
Yeah,
face
I always... Down. I don't know. I feel like the way you hand them to me might be a setup, so I try...
It's not, but again, as Hot Wings pointed out, not very subtle manipulation, so.
Okay, see, I'm ready to go.
Wait, I just got a text from my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. You're an ass.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nice
yes.
Correct.
All right. Private Dick Steve. Your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for coming to my meeting. Private Dick here. Next time you decide that you need something that'll last forever, get yourself a bottle of photo oil. Why photo oil, you say?
Why?
Well, sometimes the Kodak processing plant is down. You need to process your own photos. That's why you need photo oil. All you do is open it up, rub it on a rag, and then rub it on the wall, and boom, you got yourself a photo with photo oil. Again, in case Kodak is not working at the time.
But wait, there's more.
Well, if you need another reason to be excited today.
I know you do.
How about getting yourself a river belt? Oh, yes. Oh. A river belt lets you carry a nice river around with you wherever you go.
Good thing you shuffled these. Thank God.
So terrible at this.
What's better than turquoise on a belt? River water.
So bad.
I feel like I've learned a lot about these products,
terrible.
And I'm ready to put my money down.
A river belt sounds like a cool floaty.
I don't know.
Like, screw the tube. Wear your river belt.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got fishing lures and all the things you'd need.
Yeah, it's like a bathing suit, but a river belt.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's basically a camouflage fanny pack.
Yes.
I mean, not to be outdone by photo oil.
Photo oil.
For when Kodak's down.
You didn't... Yes, because that was really common in the gumshoe days. Of, hey, everyone, breaking news, the Kodak plant is down, photos are stopped.
Like, it was just voice. We weren't living in that time.
Oh, that's true.
Come on now. Don't look too far into this.
I also like that you put photo oil on a rag and then wipe that oil on a wall
on the
to
wall.
Get the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I found that process to be interesting.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those magic array or a magic invisible ink things mm-hmm. that
oh,
you
yeah.
can't see until the water
yeah.
gets
see, you
wet.
Get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of inconvenient.
I love that.
Yeah, kind of inconvenient to stick it in your wallet though.
Yeah.
No, wall. Wall. Not in the wallet.
That's, no, but if it's on the wall.
Oh yeah.
Picture
yeah.
with you.
Well, I mean, look, photos are for walls, not for wallets.
Yeah, what decade is this? No one carries photos in their wallets anymore. Why would you do that? You're carrying a phone that has all of the photos ever taken by man or woman or child. Maitland, do you want to go before me or after me?
I'll go before you.
Okie dokie. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to do the shrimp from Shark Tale. He's okay. trying to sell you a product to put his legless nephew through school.
Okay. 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 Does he have a legless nephew?
He does. My sister had a baby and it lost all its arms and its legs, so it's nothing but a stump.
Okay.
It's Good a little luck. Shrimp stump.
It's a little shrimp stump.
Aww.
But he's fairly happy.
Bummer to be a short shrimp.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a shrimpy shrimp.
Shrimp.
All right. Good luck.
All right,
Maitland. Your time as a shrimp begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, sharks. I'm kind of scared of you, but I'm here today to tell you about my fantastic new product that I think you're really going to love. It's called Murder Dirt. Aren't you sick of that guy
murder
who gives
dirt.
You weird compliments all the time that kind of sound like insults? Throw some murder dirt on him, and all your problems will go away, like mine and my legless nephew who really needs help. But I wish I could just throw some murder dirt on him to put him out of his misery, but I just
oh
love him so dang much.
Murder dirt.
You want to get some murder dirt to bury your enemies? You can really do that, and it's a fun
but
time.
Wait, there's more.
But, you know, if murdering's not really your thing, I totally understand. But here, you can get an underwear radar. I know we're underwater, but sometimes you really just need a good pair of panties. The underwear radar.
That'll help you find them.
Oh, it helps you find panties?
Yeah, it helps
it's
you
not
find
panties
them.
Itself.
No.
I missed that.
It's a radar
badly.
That helps you find panties when you really need them.
Specifically, a good pair of panties.
Yeah, good pair. Yeah, good
we,
pair.
We might have to have you sell us something every day as the shrimp. I got a lot of joy out of that.
The whole, hey, sharks, I'm kind of afraid of you.
Oh
man.
God, so cute.
People love your. I don't know that character because I didn't see that movie, but people love your impression. Of last time you did it, everybody's like, oh my God, it's perfect. Same thing this time.
You should watch the movie with your children. It's a
I
fun
should.
One.
All right. I think I'm going to try football announcer. It's just me. No. I'm going to do old-timey baseball announcer.
Okay, that's always fun.
Okay. Right. Very similar to Gumshoe, but just
yeah,
a slight
slightly different.
Yeah, slight different. Tweak.
Same era.
Different worldview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same
different
era.
Cadence.
All right, Free Bear, your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
3 balls, 2 strikes here at the bottom of the third. And while we've got time, let me tell you about a product that'll change your life. It's called a Desk Kiss. Ooh, a Desk Kiss. Here's a short fly into right field. Got two away. Desk Kiss. You can get one. And what it is you're lonely at work and you think, man, I could use a makeout session. 3 balls, 1 strike. And, you know, you bend down, you start making out with your desk, and people say, wow, that guy's lucky. That desk is hot because you have bought Desk Kiss.
Mm.
Available now from Rotten Co. Desk
but
kiss
wait,
is-
there's more.
Like, if you God. Order Desk Kiss now, you're going to get the Anger Phone. Oh, your team's on a 3-game losing streak. Pick up your phone. It shares your mood. Anger Phone.
Is that good?
I
only
don't
when
know. Because then I started thinking about how my accent started to turn into John Mulaney a little bit. Hey, what's the deal with that? That's a different person altogether. This is the worst I've ever done. Anger Phone. Buy it today.
Those are tough.
Those were bad.
It's like
not
Steve's photo oil.
Yeah, not happy about that at all. Maitland, go again. Make the bad taste go away.
Murder dirt, Maitland.
Murder dirt and giggle ticket.
Giggle ticket. I like the story vest, too. And then what was your other one? The fire spear hot wings?
Yes.
Fire spear made specifically for children by Germans.
Hello.
So. From the makers of Bag of Broken Glass.
I just love how sassy German hot wings is.
Me too.
Gotta use your hands.
He's popular.
He's still in the closet.
A little bit.
Yeah. This German person.
Germans are fun.
That's what everybody says.
Until they're not.
It's like when Bill Hader does his nightclub girl. You know, is she German? I can't remember.
I don't know.
SNL?
Oh, Stefan?
Stefan. Yeah, where's Stefan from?
New York.
Oh, I thought Stefan was like German or something. Nope, just gay.
No, you're thinking of Dieter from Spockets.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.